Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Turbo Thursday. And I'm going to go into, it's really only dipper number two. I'm not sure we're going to get three dippers today. That's okay. It's good content. So dipper number two, I called it illegal illegals. And I decided, you know what, I talk about things that happen around here, around the listening area, around the state of Alabama all the time, but I also broaden the scope and I talk about things that happen other places. And it's so easy for us to get into the mode that we think that crime being committed by illegal immigration or just the impacts of illegal immigration overall are things that really impact folks, you know, out there, somewhere else. And yet that ain't true. And so today, the stack of stuff that I've got here, the papers that I'm prepared to rattle in the microphone, they all deal with one state right here, Alabama, where this show is based. That being said, as I was putting it together, I realized that a friend of this show, State Representative Ernie Yarbrough, a Republican from Trinity who represents House District 7 in the Alabama State Legislature, he has actually got a bill already pre-filed that helps to address the issues of illegal immigration. And you know what? I thought, dang, Ernie hadn't been on in too long. So let's just get him in the show today. So on the line right now, State Representative Ernie Yarbrough. How you doing, man?
Brother, I am good. I'm doing fantastic. It's been a great summer. I've gone to Scotland, which makes my summer amazing. And I have come back fired up and ready to go for freedom and all things Alabama.
Nice. You went to Scotland last year too, didn't you?
I did. Yes, sir. I go every year, help leading history tours. Kind of the Scottish connections of our faith and our politics and our Southern culture. So I love it. It's fantastic.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to go on one of those trips with you at some point because my mother's side of the family were McBrides. And so I am certain that, and I, by the way, I've been to Scotland. I lived over there for a while and so I've got to go back. It's a bucket list item for me. So I want to know in the future when you're going.
Absolutely. Well, we're about to launch our website, Stand Fast Travels, and we'll be launching that for taking trips October of next year. So
outstanding.
There you go.
All right. I'm already penciling it into my mind as we go. All right. Hey, let's jump on this. So, listen, Representative Yarbrough, you're a rabble rouser, apparently, because the Alabama Reflector, Brian Lyman's group, wrote a piece that said, you know what? These immigration bills draw criticism. Well, good. But you filed HB 7. You pre-filed it already. Tell us what that bill does.
Yeah. So the basic idea there is that we're all consciously aware of the fact that the federal government has completely abdicated its responsibility to protect our borders. And because, you know, whenever you have somebody in higher places of leadership that abdicate their responsibilities, it always creates a mess of complications for people under them. And so, you know, my campaign slogan being Make Alabama Local Again, the idea there in part is that, hey, wherever we have the problems, let's create solutions local to the problems so we can snuff it out at the lowest cost and the highest efficiency. And that's really the concept behind HB 7. The concept is, hey, we're going to allow local law enforcement, since the federal government, because of our leadership in the federal government, is so inept and even evil, intentionally invading our own country, allowing this to happen, incentivizing it, paying for it, why don't we actually enlist the boots on the ground, the grassroots people who actually care about their communities? Let's enlist local law enforcement to be able to enter into a memorandum of understanding with the federal government to enforce already existing immigration laws on the books. So it doesn't create any new immigration laws. It doesn't create any new whatever. It just, hey, you guys can enter into an MOU with the federal government to enforce already existing immigration laws. And in the process of doing this, we also, you know, the Democratic Party, we had this bill last session. If I hadn't filed it so late in the session, we would have got it to the floor. It was co-sponsored by the chair and the vice chair of the committee that it was put into. And they sponsored it again. So, we just ran out of time because the gambling deal kind of ate it all up. But the idea there, again, is that local law enforcement can help enforce already existing laws on the books. We received an amendment from the Democratic Party, which really was our amendment, that nothing in the bill would be construed as violating the constitutional rights of anybody. Well, that's fine. That's obviously, that's our amendment, so yeah. Whatever. But But, I mean, they were concerned that this bill was going to create it. You know, isn't this funny how it creates these, like, red herring, false flags? Hey, they're just going to drive around and go, hey, that guy is darker skin. Let's pick him up and call ICE. You know, no, of course not. And what's going to happen, what the purpose of this bill is if you've got somebody, and it's called the Lake and Riley Act, HB 7, named after, of course,
yeah,
Lake and Riley, who's tragically lost her life due to the murder of an illegal alien in Georgia. But the thing is, the illegal alien, he'd already had several altercations with the law, right? But they just catch and release. But you know, what's happening is those guys who are committing these lower-level crimes, they're actually serious criminals from back below the border or somewhere else that come in from the southern border, and they're getting habituated, they're getting situated, and they're just ramping up to where they're ready to do what they actually came here to do, which is serious crime. So let's allow the local law enforcement to help enforce with their boots on the ground and get people up who are committing these crimes, right? We're not targeting and profiling based on skin color. If they're committing these petty crimes and they're arrested and they're not here legally, then you got a 48-hour window to get a hold of ICE with the MOU and get them to ICE and get them deported out of this country.
I like that. I mean, so I think this is a novel way of approaching it. Have you had any buy-in on this from law enforcement or from the state AG's office at all?
Yeah. So the state AG's office loves the bill. I was in contact with the chief counsel, and they looked over. She said they absolutely love the bill. I had emails from sheriffs, chiefs of police, highly supporting the bill because they want to do. I mean, they're frustrated. They're concerned about their area. I mean, we've got all kinds of examples, even recently, of local issues and local crimes happening in Alabama.
Yeah.
By illegal aliens. And so, the more tools we can give our local law enforcement, I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, the federal government has demonstrated time and again that their priority is not the American people. Well, the American people have got to prioritize the American people, right? And not the federal government, because the leadership we have now is, they're going to prioritize whatever hurts the American people. So we have to do that for ourselves.
What a great quote. Listen, the liberal side of the discussion always defaults to protectionism for the people that are the violators as opposed to the violated. And this article from the Alabama Reflector, which is, for those of y'all who don't know, this is somewhat of a liberal rag, if you will. But they write, and they do this all the time, studies have found that undocumented immigrants are far less likely to commit crimes than those born in the United States. That is not the point. Those crimes would not be committed in the United States at all if we had the ability to enforce our immigration laws.
Yeah, I mean, it's utterly ridiculous. They constantly, because they're pawns and tools of libtards. So what they do is they create these articles with false sympathy, because there's it's a chess match. There's greater evil afoot, and so they constantly want to create this sense of sympathy for lawbreakers and criminals, while the rights of citizens and law-abiding citizens are being trampled upon, because they actually hate our country. And they want to, you know, I saw quotes the other day where people were talking about, you know, how that in order to get the America we need to fundamentally burn it to the ground. Well, that's part of the Marxist plan.
Yeah.
And part of that is through invasion. And so we have to understand the nature of the evil that we're dealing with. Look, we're all for legal immigration, right? Obviously, America was founded and became great based upon legal immigration. We all understand that. That's not the issue at stake here. The issue here, and these people believe that virtue, that power is a virtue, right? And therefore, any means to that end is virtuous. They don't care who it hurts. They don't care how they have to bend the law, keep the law if it helps them, break the law if it hurts them, if it helps them. They don't care. We have to realize that we have to step up to the plate, and we have to defend our own people.
Oh, man, so well said. Listen, the article I've got in my hands also points out that what you're proposing in your bill is not just like a novel idea. You didn't just create this up out of thin air. The Department of Homeland Security already operates what's called the 287G program, it says, which does allow the department to enter into MOUs with state and local. So all we're saying is, hey, let's do it. Let's do the thing you say we can do. Let's get these MOUs in place from the state to you, as opposed from waiting for you to the state to deputize us. So
that's right. That's right. And but it's shock and surprise, the liberals go crazy about this and about doing what's already allowable, because they don't even want, they don't want the federal. I mean, if the federal government was today to enforce federal immigration laws that are already on the books, the squad and the libtards would be screaming out of their minds. So they don't want, they don't want any laws enforced, and in fact, they want to push to give all these illegal aliens rights to vote. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the new tagline. It's, well, they're tax-paying citizens, other taxpayers too, because they go, if they buy stuff, and they pay a sales tax. I mean, it's ridiculous, and you can see the evil of what they're trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, listen, I want to keep track of HB7. This is a bill that needs to happen, and I'm glad you've already got it pre-filed. And for those out there that don't know, the session starts after the first of the year, but you can actually drop a bill in early. We call that pre-filing. So basically what you've said is, I'm serious, so serious that it's only the seventh bill that's already been introduced.
That's right, and we intend to get this thing out and early. And I think we've done a good bit of homework by, you know, we accepting the Democrat amendment. That was the only amendment that they had, and it was a good amendment. So we've tried to be as bipartisan as possible. And anybody who wants to do fear mongering in regards to this is either best case scenario ignorant, worst case scenario they're just trying to flood our country with illegal people to do nefarious things, and we think that that's not acceptable.
State Representative Ernie Yarbrough, as always, you bring the heat, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. You too. God bless you, man.
See you, man. Ernie always brings the heat. Did he say libtard like twice? He did, didn't he?
He did.
All right. Big Rig, take it to a break, man. We'll come back. I got a ton of text messages to catch up on, and I got some more on this illegal situation, like what happened in Coleman. I do have an article on that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.